Hey guys, welcome to PB411. This is episode 3. What the hell is today? It's the week, somewhere like, I think the 22nd maybe, who knows. It is, yes. So, I'm Rebecca, and I'm one of the hosts sometimes, and here's Regis.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
I think everyone's good, because they're listening to us now. Yay! So on today's episode, we have a couple of little things we want to talk about. I wrote some notes while watching a couple of the episodes that...
hilarious notes, by the way. Everybody's going to love this. It's great.
Well, hopefully everyone does. We're also going to do performers of the week. And then go into some storylines, stories, ideas, what we think, what we hope, what we praise to God. Get right.
Absolutely, it's so bad right now, but let's start off with the good first. Who is your performer of the week?
Performer of the week, I would have to say, is Natalia for me. She seems like the only fucking sane person on the show, and I'm swearing, and we might have to rate this a little adult only, but whatever. I don't know, I just feel like she was the only person that was, like, believable on the show for me this week with the whole baby kidnapping, the only one with, like, hey, you're fucking idiots if you think you can just keep this baby. but I don't know, I just seem to like her. I hope they give her some better storyline so she can work off of her good talent.
I agree.
Alright, and Regis, who is your performer of the week?
My performer of the week is the woman who plays Angie. She's just amazing, and the only thing I can really say about it is the storyline is so shitty, and she's selling it to the best of her ability. She's making me believe as much as possible that she is really going through these things. So that's why she's my performer of the week.
All right, I guess we can go into some storylines. I'm thinking we'll start with the baby kidnapping. It just, in my head, I honestly can't even wrap around what the fuck is going on. You have Tad going apeshit, being...
It's so true.
He's running around with a chicken like his head cut off. Then Opal, who's the one whose idea was it, I didn't see her at all on today's show wigging out. You think she would. Jake and Amanda somehow calmly in Massachusetts sitting by a payphone. Like, if I let Tad and the blonde Taylor take my kid, drop him off at a church, and then someone picked him up, oh, let me just go to Massachusetts and sit by a fucking payphone in a bar.
First of all, Why would they drop the baby off and wait around the corner? Wouldn't they wait with the baby first? Don't you think? I mean, wait till Opal gets there and then go away. Doesn't that make sense to
it? I actually don't think it makes sense. I mean, because what if someone walks by, they're just chilling with a baby that they don't have, and it's kind of hard to explain whose it is, and... I don't know, I think they did the right thing by waiting around the corner, but maybe they could have waited behind a tree where they could see the fucking door and the baby, not just hear that it was crying and it was okay. And then when someone, obviously they did the dramatic effect with the whole shoes, click, 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 pick up the baby, click, 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 away. Why didn't they turn around and see who the fuck it was? Really? Come on now.
It's so true. When I saw who took the baby, I was shocked, only because that means we had to have more airtime for that terrible actress. As a quick side note here, I don't know if you agree with me, but I don't see how she has a job, to be honest with you. She's physically beautiful, she can't even say her lines correctly. What do you think? Am I the only one who thinks this, or what the hell's going on?
I honestly think she's a terrible actress, and I don't know why they're keeping her around. I mean, aesthetically she matches Frankie, and they're beautiful, and they're a happy couple, and blah, blah, blah. Personally, I think the girl needs to eat a couple sandwiches, but I think she seems like she would be good if she took maybe like 4,000 acting lessons. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know it. I haven't seen any progression in her acting ability since I've been, like, rewatching the show. I mean, she's kind of, like, stagnant. She's like the girl version of Zach. Like, no emotions. Like, ooh, I'm a baby. Motherfucker. Ugh. She pisses me off. I don't even know. But the whole kidnapping thing, I still can't even... So you have Jake and Amanda up in Boston, up at this bar. They find out that Nurse Gail is the owner. They confront her. Amanda goes apeshit. Where's my baby? Hello? You want to break your cover? Like, I don't know. And then, whatever, they say that, I don't have a baby, blah, blah, blah. I lost my nurse's job, blah, blah, blah. I'm up here, blah, blah, blah. Why not immediately... freak out, go in your car, drive to Pennsylvania, go door to door, knock on people's houses whatever.
Thank you. It seems to me that they're not doing enough to, if they really love this baby and they really wanted to find this child, you think they'd be doing more to, go about doing it the right way?
I'm just not even sure what's gonna happen in the storyline, because... not only do you have them, like, nonchalantly caring about their missing baby, okay, now you have Frankie and Randy, who are fucking insane and think they can just keep the baby at their house. It's not like it's a black baby. The baby is fucking white, and they can't try and pull it off, like, oh, we're gonna move away for a couple years, come back, and, oh, we had a kid because the kid's white.
It's so true.
So it's not like you can do anything with that. And then there's Natalia, who's like, you're an idiot, give me the baby, we need to take the shit back. And then what if, like, I don't see why they haven't yet and where it's gonna go. Like, they obviously have to turn it in. If they don't do that on the storyline, I don't know what the hell's gonna happen.
Here's a question for you, sweetheart. Where would you have it go?
See, I don't know. I want it to go to Jake and Amanda, because I feel like with the whole David thing, like, they finally got over that hurdle with David not with that child, and they hid it for so long that I think they kind of deserve just a non-storyline right now. And I feel like, I don't know why they blew it up, or even whatever. I don't fucking know. What do you think?
I don't know quite what to do. I mean, one of my online friends said to me a couple weeks ago, you know, I think these current writers, or Satan, as I call them, took the name All My Children way too literally. There's way too many babies running around. It's way too focused on baby drama, and I think they need to get away from it for a while. But the thing is, Jake and Amanda's story is so centered on that I don't see where else they could possibly go if there wasn't a baby involved.
Exactly. Like, they're happily married, like, they're just gonna chill. They need some dramatic besides that baby. That's all they have right now. I think that's the focus of, like, most of the episodes is Jake and Amanda's baby. There's David wanting it. There's Liza thinking it was hers. Then there was, I don't fucking know. Right now, it's Frankie and Randy's baby / Jake and Amanda's baby / Taylor wants the baby / Tad wants Taylor to want the baby / David thinks that Liza's baby is his baby, and Liza thought that the baby was Amanda and Jake and David's baby. It's like, enough with the fucking babies. Where the fuck is the hot, passionate, I want to fuck you right now?
Absolutely. I don't get this. I don't get this. I don't understand. I can't talk about the storyline anymore right now, because I think my head would explode and that would be a disgusting mess to clean.
Okay, so from going from babies to baby making.
Yes.
The two main love stories right now, I want to fucking shoot in the head. Like, honestly, really, 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 Annie and Adam, totally fucking unbelievable. Ugh. And then Ryan and Erica, what the fuck? WTF. For reals.
You missed the scenes of them holding hands in Central Park the other day and riding a carriage. And did you know they actually kissed? It was disgusting. I literally felt bile rising in the back of my throat. And even though I have a disability, I wanted to get up, smash the screen, and throw it out the window.
I'm kind of glad because I only seen the laptop Skype, whatever, the video-to-video thing, and I wanted to throw up. Ugh. I honestly don't see it at all, and I don't know. I mean, if, in reality, Susan Lucci's probably not going to go to L.A., so what the fuck is Ryan going to do? Just bother the shit out of Zach and Kendall? Like, he needs someone. I think they may throw some Annie and the baby drama with that. What do you think?
You think it's possible to see a Ryan Taylor pairing? Because that's a rumor that's going around right now.
Ryan and Taylor. I don't know. Maybe. If, I mean, anything's possible in reality. Soap opera land. But I don't know. Maybe they could get something good going on with it. Make it more believable or something. I don't know. At least Taylor's in Ryan's age range. Like, she... Nothing wrong with Susan Lucci being a cougar because she's banging and she's, like, Pilates queen. But she's like a grandma. A sexy grandma, but still a grandma.
Do you know that, and this is the truth, Rebecca, Susan Lucci has it written into her contract that they're not allowed to refer to Erica Kane as a grandmother. Isn't that crazy?
That's fucking ridiculous. She needs to get over that shit real quick. I think on the last episode, if she leaves the show, I'll be like, bye, Nana. I'll miss you.
Absolutely. So what about this Africa Crystal Susan Lucci Bobby Eakes Scorpion clusterfuck of shit?
I thought it was actually good. It was almost refreshing because you see two strong women, and, well, for the first scene, I couldn't figure out what the hell was wrong with Crystal, that I was like, ooh, I think she might have dyed her hair, which I kind of like better as dark, because I recently went dark myself, too.
And it looks better!
Thank you! That was like a huge blip on the screen over there. But, I don't know, I just thought the chemistry between them, you could see that they didn't like each other, and then they... I don't see how in one night they became besties. That, I don't know if on the show it was more than one night, but it portrayed as like one night we hate each other and now we're, yay, we're friends.
Let me give you one little quick background here to let you know that Erica Kane will never, ever, ever be friends with that trailer trash whore, Crystal Carey. She is responsible, along with her now dead trailer trash whore daughter, Babe, for stealing Bianca's baby. So as much as there may have been a feeling of gratitude between Erica and Crystal for that moment, don't expect it to last when they return to my valley. What did you think about the whole Erica talking down the scorpion thing?
First, I was confused because I had actually gone to the kitchen to make a cake. Because I was like, I'm going to go make a cake. And so when I came back, the cake's out of the oven. It's good. Lemon blueberry.
Yes.
So, what the hell was I? Oh, with the scorpion. It didn't even look real. One. And then I was confused. I thought she was talking to Crystal to say, like, I've done all these things, you have a fucking scorpion on you, just whip it off you. But then I realized she was yelling at the scorpion, and I'm like, did this girl take her medication? Like, did she drink the water in Africa? What the hell? And then it didn't match up in my head, because they were in the little thing the whole time. Like, they're in Africa, and they're in their tent. They're not walking around, not roaming around, and the only footage that you saw was a completely different, hey, we're in a studio, and we're in a tent, to Susan Lucci literally in Africa with the kids in a heartfelt speech, which was the best acting that wasn't scripted on the whole fucking show Friday today. Just didn't, I don't know, I thought it was good, but it just didn't, the quality of the video from Africa, and then it was in the middle of that, just seemed a little weird to me.
That's the best acting Susan Lucci has done in 10 years.
Well, it really wasn't acting. She really did go to Africa.
That's a decent point, I guess. It all mishmashes together for me. I don't know. Okay, let's say Erica returns from Africa. Would Susan Lucci most likely not going to LA? Where do you see Eric? What do you see going on with Erica in the coming weeks?
I'm not even sure what they would do with their storyline. If, I mean, maybe she'll join Jack to another country and they'll live happily ever after in Africa. Who the fuck knows? Really, that was the lamest. If that's the last time we see him, it's a sad situation for that man on that show. Like, to let him go, like, you need a new attorney. I'm leaving the country. Bye.
Considering he's been on for almost 25 years, I think that would be quite pathetic.
I think, honestly, the moving to California is going to be like a dunzer with the show. So I think they should just start killing motherfuckers off now. Like, dramatic bullshit. I'm gonna fuck your wife and have a baby and then we're gonna die type shit. Cause it's so baby dramatic, and it's like, ugh, I can't, there's no drama in it that's like, oh my god, besides Annie being a cunt sometimes. Which I think she does it well, so that's a plus, but I don't know. I think
a
cunt is a good thing. I'm sorry. And if ladies hate that word, you can unsubscribe now, because I'm probably going to say it more than once. Sorry. But the thing is, when Adam confronted Scott about that whole, hey, you know, don't judge me, I'm a Christian and you're a Christian and Christians shouldn't judge, and don't, you know, don't use God's name in vain, don't covet thy neighbor's wife, yada yada yada, bullcrap. And then Scott was like, I have lusted over Annie. I think instead of, go to bed, Annie, he should have just banged her right there. Yeah. That's what he should have, because then maybe she wouldn't be a cunt. Maybe she would realize, like, hey, yo, we need to do this more on the DL. That's what the storyline needs to be. And then Adam needs to walk in, see it, and then all of a sudden, he freaks out, maybe has a heart attack, drops to the ground, and then he wakes up, and he's Stuart. That's what I'm thinking in my warped mind, that he needs to come back as Stuart, because he wanted to be less on the show, and he's on every day. Yeah, it doesn't make sense why they would kill off Stuart. They should have just kept Stuart around. And I guess maybe if they would to make him into Stuart, that would be kind of cool, because then I think he would be on the show a little bit more than Stuart would be before, if they just killed off Adam and there was all dopey Stuart just
Your Stuart impression was amazing. Thank you for that. Let's switch back to Jake and Amanda for 1 second, because my migraine is going away. at the end of the Jacob Amanda scenes today, we see Nurse Can't Hide Your Way Out of a Paper Bag go into this dark room. Are we supposed to believe that it was at the back of the bar, or...?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, because we haven't seen the building at all, that maybe the bar, if it's in Mass, it's most likely, probably, I'm thinking either Boston area, or maybe somewhere...
They said Gloucester.
Gloucester? Oh, so that's a lot of the places in Gloucester. I mean, we're from Massachusetts. I've been to Gloucester 1,000 times. It's small little houses, and you like sometimes they have like a bar in like the house basement, and then the owner will live in like either the second floor / attic-y area, and I'm thinking that's kind of what it is. Cause it seems like a small little hole in the wall kind of bar type of thing. Now, who are you thinking maybe possibly it could be?
I'm hoping against hope for Dixie.
Wow, I put Dixie too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Let me see, you have to put in your notes there. She did with Dixie. Would you accept another Greenlee return, or do you think that should be done and just put away?
Like Greenlee, the same actor that was just killed not that long ago by Kendall and that whole thing. It would be far-fetched, but it's also soap, so I don't know. I mean, because I'm not that big into watching it all that much, but I do now because we're doing this and I think it's fun and I don't mind it. I don't really have cable at home, so I watch it now here. But, But I'm thinking, if you can just refresh my memory, like, she was driving in the motorcycle because she was going to get married, didn't get married, got in the motorcycle. Nope. Was that an old one?
No. What happened was...
Didn't Kendall kill it, like, run her over or something like that?
Ryan told Greenlee that Zach kissed Reese.
Oh, yeah.
Reese was Bianca's lover, and she wanted to find Zach to basically say, what the fuck, you're a dumb asshole, why would you do that?
Yeah, pretty much end-to-end, Kendall ran her off the road.
Yes, Zach took the blame for a little while, but Kendall did run her off the road. Kendall was behind the wheel, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the one that I remember. And then it took them days and days and days. Did they ever find the body? I don't remember.
What happened was, this is sick of my children for ya! What happened was, they went to the morgue. Ryan and Kendall went to the morgue to identify the body. On the table, next to the table with the body, was a ring identical to the one that Greenlee was wearing.
Okay, so they never found a body or anything like that. So I'm thinking maybe possibly that would be kind of far-fetched, but I mean if the actress lives in L.A., wants to come back on the show because it's the recession and girl needs a job.
Yeah, because she's not doing anything, so.
Then that might be a possibility. So we have Greenlee, maybe Dixie. I think when they move to L.A., they're going to try and get all the stops. They're going to try and get all the people that live in L.A., that wanted to be on the show, but didn't want to leave L.A., and yada, 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 to try and come back to get the ratings back up.
I have a little spoiler alert that has nothing to do with anything right now, but I just read it in the Studs Report earlier today, thanks to Mr. Nelson Bronco. Next week, JR finds out that he has a very rare, deadly form of lymphoma.
Do you think maybe the actor is also going to leave the show?
Well, I usually don't actor bash, but I will be straight fucking up with you right here. I fucking hate Jacob Young. I hate Jacob Young. I hate what he's done with JR. he's not a good actor. If he left the show, I'd pretty much get up and dance a jig.
I think he's sexy. Not gonna lie.
Of course you do.
I think he's hot. I think he's a good actor. I don't know. That's what I think about him. Delicious.
What's next on the list there, baby?
I think that's most of the list. Yeah, that's pretty much the list. I guess I could read some notes that I wrote on the show.
You have to hear this. It's amazing.
Pretty much I just jotted down little sentences, phrases for Thursday and Friday's show, and they're not supposed to make sense, and they're very much my opinion, so if you hate them, suck it up. This is what I wrote Thursday's note. There's not that many. I put Erica and Ryan equals queer. Randy and Jesse baby story. Unfucking believable. Erica and Crystal in Africa. Why? The chemistry is good. Maybe a good evil turns into friends. Annie and Scott just need to do it. Wedding to Adam. Very queer. The chemistry with Scott is there, and they need to play off of that. Wedding bullshit. Very queer. Zach and Kendall, she needs to stop loving Zach. He needs to pick up more emotions on the show. Maybe a yes for a second, or shut her completely out. She looks like a sad fucking puppy. Return the baby. The longer you hold them captive, yeah, that's about it. What the fuck? She's a whore. She should just run away with the fucking baby. She's a bad actress. I killed a man, so I stole a baby. It's better. Annie needs to be put to death. She needs to get smacked.
No!
Where the fuck is Jack going? I'm leaving the country. ... Angie needs to take off that damn wig. I'm sorry. If that's her real hair, girl, you need to put a fucking wig on. Make it curly again! Kendall needs to stay in her room. They're going to be exposed. Ryan's not just going to stop. Ryan's Ryan. Hello. I think Adam should transform into Stuart before the wedding, or maybe at the hearing, or maybe in the previous statement that I said before. Jesus. Kendall is having chest pains. Oh, no. And then these are from Friday's show. And if you didn't watch it, well, sorry for ya. doesn't make sense, Amanda and Jake to be in mass. Erica's a cunt. Wait, did Crystal dye her hair? Fabulous. They're gonna kill Kendall off the show because she wants to move to L.A.? Maybe Zach will feel guilty for man-whoring with Liza while Kendall is dying. Give the baby back! 2 days in a row. Give him back, adopt him. Or, hello, child kidnapping much? I'm like, she'll go to jail. Nurse Gail is the owner. What the hell is she up to? Dun, dun, dun. Angie needs to fucking beat that bitch's ass up now.
Who's that bitch?
The blonde one that was married to the guy.
Madison.
I didn't write that name down. The scorpion looks fake. Good dramatic effect, though. Erica's insane, yelling at a bug. Jesus Christ. Sorry, Jesus. The most underdramatic heart thing. It was like 2 seconds. I'm out. Pill. Yes. Please. Bye. Why is Natalia the only sane person on the show right now? Why? They need to get rid of Randy. Cast someone who can act. Lies are always lies, Angie. Don't do it to kill Madison. And then Jesse can cover that up, too. Best acting on the show, Erica Kane / Susan Lucci's African Real, Not Scripted Monologue. And Natalia was my favorite on the show. And why didn't Jake and Amanda call Tad yet? He's stalling. What the hell? They still have a missing baby, people. Why aren't they driving back to Pennsylvania? Zach needs to get shitted and fuck the shit out of Kendall and then get over it with already. Why are they still at the bar? Holy shiitake mushrooms, who is Nurse Gail drugging? And then finally, Zach still needs to get laid. The end.
And those notes were the most entertained by the show. You just need to take notes and just read from the notes from now on. I think you're amazing and it's hilarious. So I think we pretty much covered everything. I hope you enjoyed, and you're not offended by our swearing. But if you are, fuck you anyway, because we do this just for fun. So if you can't take it, just turn the channel.
Any self-promotion? You want to promote yourself? Website, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter? I'm all about self-promotion. I get a Facebook, a MySpace, a Twitter, a Blogger, a SingStar.
Let's do it all, baby.
My name is Rebecca Hans. You can find me on Facebook and on MySpace with that, all and also on Twitter. You should be able to find me. A lot of my stuff is private, so just friend request and I'll accept.
You should say you're a fan of the show when you friend request.
Yes, do say you're a fan of the show, because I don't need some crazy stalkers. All right, thanks, people.
What's your blog?
Oh, my blog is, I have it at Blogspot, Blogger, by Google. And I'm not getting paid to say that, because we're literally sitting here with a handheld microphone in his second bedroom, doing this for fun. So, my blog is http://whatever.// Mine is BerekaYo, which is BerekaYo at blogspot.com. And Regis's is also at Blogger. His is No Kathy Lee. NoKathyLee. And hopefully we'll hear from some of our fans if we have them. I mean, right now we're each other's fans, but who knows? So hopefully you enjoy the show, and we'll be back sometime in the near future. And then once we get, you know, the feel for this pod thing, we might do it probably once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. So hopefully you guys enjoy.
Oh, it was fun for us, so hopefully you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you next time. Thank you for doing this with me, Becca.
No problem. We had fun, and thanks for listening, and hopefully you guys had fun listening. And we'll see you next time. See you on the flip side. Peace out! Some technical difficulties.